Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
Let's talk about Empire star actor Jussie Smollett. Because when we first heard this story, was it last week or the week before? It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
So the story we heard was that he was coming out of a Subway restaurant at 2 a.m., had denied extra security that day, and then was jumped by two guys in masks who put a noose around his neck and were yelling homophobic and racist slurs at him and declaring that it was, you know, MAGA country. So then the story went viral all across the U.S. Well, then bits and pieces started trickling out as to there were some inconsistencies in the story. Well, yesterday, Jussie Smollett was charged with filing a false police report.
Oh.
Police do think he orchestrated the attack on himself in Chicago last month, which is a felony charge, and he could get up to 3 years in prison.
Whoa.
The update as of just a little bit ago, like we're talking like 30 minutes or so, is that he turned himself into Chicago police on the charge of felony disorderly conduct in falsifying that police record, and his bond hearing is scheduled for 1:30 in the Cook County Criminal Court.
You know, this is really painful as a gay black person.
I can't imagine. I mean, I'm upset, and I feel like just really sick about it.
What it does is it feels like you are basically taking the pain from people who have actually experienced discrimination, and you're just wiping it away by making whatever your motivation, whatever Jussie's motivation was to be for fame. I think I read somewhere that he felt like, because apparently he'd gotten like a threatening letter to the studios of Empire.
Right, but now they're looking at that too to see if that was orchestrated.
Well, but the thing is one of the reasons of what people are saying is that he felt like it didn't get enough attention.
Yes.
And so he wanted to bring attention by doing this. Well, it's false. And you're the boy that cried wolf. And
yes.
So now, the next time that something actually does happen to someone of color, of someone from the LGBTQ community, they're going to be questioned.
Mm-hmm. You have to wonder what on earth he thought was going to come out of this and that people wouldn't find out.
Like,
have you seen CSI? Has any criminal not watched a show about how you can really get to the bottom of stuff?
I mean, and especially because it was so stupidly put together.
It was horrible.
I mean, you were saying that it was two white guys, but actually it was two black guys that you worked with that
right.
did all
like
the stuff
they
to
know.
You
can't just you pay people you know.
You didn't call the police. You called your manager. I mean, there's so many. You didn't even get your story straight from the get-go.
No.
So it's a disgusting situation.
It is.
And I hope that he apologizes and atones for it.
Yeah, same. That would be, I mean, step number one.
Yes.
Of many. I read somewhere, too, that they're starting to cut back. They're cutting off the scenes that he's in.
They cut all of his scenes.
All
and especially
of them?
With this, he's
yeah.
done.
Oh, he has to be. Because I can't fathom it. So anyway, that's the latest on that. Wanted to give you the update about what's going on in the Kardashian world with this whole like cheating scandal of Jordan Woods that was Kylie's best friend and she cheated with Tristan Thompson, who's obviously with Khloe. Kim Kardashian has unfriended both Tristan Thompson and Jordan Woods, and Khloe liked a tweet calling Tristan a sick man.
The gloves are off.
The gloves are off.
Everything that happens to Tristan Thompson from this point on, you brought it to yourself.
You did.
That's it.
And it was an interesting day on social media yesterday about this story because I saw someone with what was, you know, supposed to be a funny tweet. And at first I was like, oh, yeah, that's hilarious because it was like, you know, they had a picture of 4 years ago, Jordan Woods, and she looks like a normal person like any one of us. And then now you compare it to now and she basically looks so polished and, you know, very much like one of the Kardashians. And so the tweet was basically saying, you know, you're off of Kylie's payroll now. You're going to have to get back to looking like whatever, whatever. And then women of color were like, how dare you say that this white woman helped this black woman come up? And it got like, this story has taken a turn.
Wow.
Regardless.
There's a lot going on.
Don't sleep with your best friend's sister's man. And if you're the man, don't sleep with your sister's sister's best friend. Keep it in your pants. It would be the moral of that story.
That is the takeaway for the day. Hashtag keep it in your pants.
Thank you. All right, so let's please push that out. And then finally, I found out that Chris Hemsworth is going to be starring in a movie about Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
Yeah, like young Hulk Hogan, not like, you know.
Wrestling
Hulk Hogan.
Got it. Not
controversial.
Right.
Crazy era Hulk Hogan.
Chris Hemsworth's going to go around saying, hey, brother.
Yes.
I cannot wait for this.
Do you think he'll come here?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
If they get enough tax credits to film this movie here.
I don't even care if they film it. I just wanted them to go on location one day so he can fly in here and we can see him maybe.
Probably. We're going to have to get billboards up that say, hey, Chris Hemsworth, please call Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Please. All right, that's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
We got to start saving for those billboards now.
Now. Here's today's hot song of the day.
But you don't got to say because you are going to win some money by listening for this song. I'm the one. Justin Bieber, mm-hmm. I'm the one. That is the hot song of the day. So whenever you hear it, you want to be caller 20 at 877-999-1015. And you're going to walk away with $500. And our hint, it's going to play between 8:15 and 8:30 this morning, all right?
Oh, nice.
So be listening between 8:15 and 8:30 for Justin Bieber, DJ Khaled, I'm the one. All right, it is 7:05. We got to give you the update on the story we told you yesterday about the Tampa woman who said, I was in an Uber and I was about to be part of a sex trafficking ring. What's the update? We'll tell you in two songs.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.